Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. This is a special bonus episode of the show, and I'm happy to showcase the latest release from English producer Finest Ware. His Got That Feeling EP is out now on Nordic Tracks. Just think deep, deep techie house, real underground music, and you'll have some idea what the EP has in store for you this evening. And we will get to that shortly, but first let's kick off with this episode's track of the week. Deep is the theme. Jimster serves up a classy remix of Charm's latest track, Lay Your Soul Down on the Dance Floor. Enjoy.
We would just dance all night long, you know, dripping wet from sweat, and just have the ultimate joy of movement and of expression, and you know, dance is also very sexual. It's a really sexual feeling. You know, when you get that feeling and the sexual healing, well, that is exactly what it's all about. It's a deep experience or expression of oneself. You know, you sort of lay your soul down on the floor. That's all you do.
Feel it.
Nowadays, you see plenty of kids coming out and, you know, doing like things they see on MTV or in music videos and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the inner feeling, you know, not what you've seen and what you're trying to do, but what do you feel? Just try to express what you feel, what is inside of you. How do you react to the music? How do you take it in? How do you feel the bass? How do you feel the kick? How do you feel the soul is, you know? Well, I can't put it into words. It's something you have to experience.
Feel it.
Okay, a great track of the week there. Jimster's bassline is the real deal on Charm's latest track. On to the feature for tonight's show. UK producer Finest Ware has had several releases out on Vancouver's Nordic Tracks. The most recent of these is Got That Feeling. Here, Finest Ware shares his thoughts about the deep house scene in Oxfordshire, a longtime relationship with the label, and the seven tracks featured on the EP. Full track listing, along with a collection of Finest Ware web links, can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's check it out. This is DJ Wah speaking to London-based producer Cenzo Scolio, aka Finest Ware. He's just dropped the Got That Feeling EP on Vancouver's Nordic Tracks label. It's a seven tracker featuring a few deep ones, some nice vocal samples, amazing bass lines, and a disco-y uplifting track titled Here She Comes. He's kindly agreed to share his thoughts on how the EP came together. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Finest Ware. So to begin with, how do you define your sound?
My sound, well, best I can describe it is a deep underground, sometimes melodic house music. Try and keep it on the underground more than anything else.
Okay, and then I just want to verify, it's London that you're based out of. Is there some aspect of growing up in that area that inspired you to produce the type of music that you do?
I'm London born and bred, Hammersmith, so I'm like southwest. So I'm now based in Oxfordshire. Okay. I've got family up here and a lot of friends and acquaintances, yeah, so there. Yeah.
And then what was it about that area that inspired you to produce this type of music?
mainly, I'd say mainly London bound, because growing up listening to a lot of the old Kiss FM days before Kiss FM was commercialised, very pirate when it was in the early pirate days, and that's all I listened to was just all that old acid house kind of sounds, and it just made me I used to DJ quite a lot, doing the hardcore into the multi genres, and then just I've always been a sucker for the deep kind of atmospheric kind of sound, and that's what pushed me to do The Finest Wear.
And then considering now, where do you draw your musical inspiration from? Even outside of electronic music, what inspires you?
Do you know what? Sadly, no. My head is just, I'm stuck in the house music world. I do like all sorts of music, but I don't listen to a lot of other music because I'm constantly listening to what's going on in my head, which is bringing out that Finest Wear vibe. Are you with me? I know it might sound a bit crazy, but I'm lost in it kind of thing.
What is the true underground deep house scene in London like, and do you get a chance, and where do you get a chance to play the music that you make?
To be honest with you, I'm not engrossed in the deep house scene much in London, because for me, when I was around in London, it wasn't so much the deeper stuff was more on the underground, like the illegal parties was doing more of the deep, the kind of underground that I like to play. There's more of a they've got that techno thing going on all the time, or the soulful house thing. But for me, there's a bigger scene out of London, I think, north of England, even the south of England, there's a bigger deep house scene for me anyway.
And are you a resident DJ anywhere? And do you have any clubs that you get to regularly play your music at around the country?
I used to do a hell of a lot in London, but now at this present time, obviously because of what's been going on with COVID and stuff, we've come out of it. I've started up a little production company called Sunder Nights, and we've just started basically doing our own stuff. So I'm a resident at a venue in Oxford at the minute, in Freud's in Jericho, where we've started doing the deep house sound because Oxford hasn't got much of a deep house thing going on. I'm bringing it to Oxford, and it's actually growing really well. it's really kicked off, you know, after COVID and everything, and we brought the sound to Oxford. People seem to be really drawn to it, which is good, because all they're doing is hearing it on the radio all the time, you know, and not in a physical venue.
And looking back in time here, what initially got you into production? How did you get things started?
Oh, you know what? I was I used to DJ quite a lot, and I was pretty much a lot of my friends will understand this. I was partying all the time, and I was getting to the point where I didn't want to be a producer at the time, but I just wanted to be out DJing. But it got to the point where I realised I can't be doing this all the time. But I wanted to keep my fingers in the pies and that. So I decided to start producing. I come into it late, really late. I mean, I'm like 47 now, and I didn't start producing until I was 30-something, 33, learning. And I started off on, I was a Cubase. I had a PC with Cubase, and it aggravated me because I just couldn't understand it. And then someone said to me, get on the Mac. A good friend of mine, James Hockley, said, get on the Mac. Get on Logic, you'll be fine. Reason and Logic it was at the time. Reason One, I think I started on. And, and then it just progressed from there. Just got myself lost in it and loved it, and well, this is where I am now.
And when you're producing now, are you still using Reason and Logic?
Do you know what? Just Logic now. Okay. Stop using Reason. Do you know what? I go into Reason because they got some good plugins in there. But it's very rare that I'll go into Reason anymore. Logic just got everything that I need.
Okay, when you're using Logic, are you using a lot of their soft synths and VSTs, or are you using external stuff and possibly hardware as well?
No, I've got no external gear on my end. I'm just really Logic, and then I'm basically I'm a massive one for the Artoria plugins. Pretty much, I'm stuck with Artoria. stylus. I use Remix for my beats and my grooves, and then I dabble in the odd. Now, all my EQs and everything is Logic. I won't use anything else. I don't feel that I need to use anything else. I'm not one of them that has to have 1,000 plugins and use one of them. Yeah, I found what a format that I would use and go by, and that's it. I'll stick to it.
Okay, you mentioned earlier on constantly having deep house just sort of set in your head. When you're getting ready to make a track, do you generally have an idea in mind of what it's going to be before you even get to the computer, or do you just like to play around and see what happens?
Yeah, that is pretty much it. I will always start with, I'll get my groove going, I'll get the beat going first, and then I'll just get on the keys, because I'm not a trained musician. I can't play keys, although it might sound like what I'm doing is what is coming out of my head. I'm just hitting the keys and hoping for the best. So yeah, I'll get my beat on first and always get that groove going. I'll start off with a tempo 120 maybe, or 124, and bring it down or bring it up to how the track progresses with the sounds that I bring into it. But yeah, I'm like one of them. I just hit and play and hope it goes well. I'm doing all right out of it. So.
Okay, looking back at when you first started making your own music, was there some aspect of production that you found particularly challenging at that time?
Yeah, I found it challenging because I couldn't play. Oh. That was very, I found that very frustrating, and I tried to sort of get my head into playing and understanding keys really well, but then I got so frustrated, I just gave up and just hit what just come out of my head, get on the keys, move stuff around, and just, it's a long process, because obviously I don't understand it well, but you get there in the end, I see it. As long as you've got an ear for it, you can do it easily.
Okay, the Got That Feeling EP drops on the 25th of March, and what was the approach that you used for putting all of those tracks together?
Do you know what? I don't really have an approach. I love working with Luke because he's got a good head with the on the label side of it. There's only a few labels that I will work with. And I always once I have a release with Luke, or same with other labels like Colour and Pitch with Will that I'm with as well, I'll always, once I've got a release with them, I'll always think in my head, right, I'm going to work on another EP for them, and then just make a load of tracks, send it to them, and they pick what they like, and I just go from there. I don't have a thing thinking, oh, right, I've got to sit down and make that kind of track or make this kind of track. I'll just go with whatever flows, and I'll just go with it.
Okay, when you first submit your EP, do they generally offer suggestions on things that you could do to change it, or are they generally pleased with it as is?
Yeah, it's always good to have that from the label owners, and you need the criticism, and it's good. It doesn't happen a lot where they go, right, that's no good, that's crap, this, that, and the other. Yeah, luckily. it's good where, like I say, again with Luke, he'll always give you that criticism, and he'll say, maybe do something with that section of the track, do that section of the track. And it is good, because then I hear something different than I'm not hearing, and it seems to tend to work. I've had a good relationship with Luke, so it seems to work well.
Okay, time for reflection here. Can you think of one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
Producer even and DJ would be, for me, because I say I come into it late, Time Writer, Plastic City. I've always loved what he did. I used to love the label quite a lot. I'm not really into Plastic City that much these days, but as an artist and a DJ, Time Writer, just because of that sound that he would always come with, he had something different going on, and he always had that. I'm really into that atmospheric kind of floaty stuff you can mostly hear with my productions, and he just really made me want to be like that kind of thing, that bring them elements into my stuff, into my tracks. So yeah, there's a lot I could name, but he, to pin one of them out, it will be Time Writer.
Okay, and then what is your vision for yourself going forward in production?
Just to keep doing what I'm doing and just enjoy it. I'm not here to make millions. I'm not here to be some big artist, massive artist. I do it because I love it and I've got a passion for it. And it's nice to know that people are enjoying what I'm doing, which is good. We'd always like to be a little bit more out of the underground, but nah, I like the underground. The underground sound for me is, hence my radio show is Sounds of the Underground all the time, or my event, Sounds of the Underground, because I like to be lost in that world.
Okay, and then is there anything that you really want to promote right now?
Yeah, Nordic Tracks, my new EP. Go and grab it when it's released. You know, if anyone's in the Oxford area or London area, we've got Sonder events coming up. Bang, there we go. You never know, someone in the world might want to take our events on and bring us out there.
This has been Finest Wear. A selection of Finest Wear tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, and TrackSource. Additionally, a full list of Finest Wear web links can also be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to check out his Got That Feeling EP out now on Nordic Tracks. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Okay, an excellent release there from Finest Wear, the Got That Feeling EP, out now on Nordic Tracks. Thank you so much to Cenzo for agreeing to interview and to promo that EP. I'd strongly encourage you to head over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page to check out the full track listing for the EP, as well as a collection of Finest Wear web links. Some quality deep house there definitely deserves a second look over by you. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, you can go to the Techno Progressivo show page either at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts to hear this episode again or listen to more great interviews and guest mixes from days gone by. Also, keep up to date with the show by following the Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook pages. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's Track from the Past. Taking a cue from Finest Wear, we're going to hop back 17 years in time for one from his producer of choice, The Time Writer. His record, Lion Steps, will close us out for the night. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here sometime soon.
Haters be peeping my flow. Trying to fight skills by the kilo. You know.